The following podcast is for information purposes only and is not suitable for retail investors.
Hi, and welcome back to our Chat of the Week podcast. Today is Thursday, the 29th of June, and I'm joined by Lorenzo Laposta.
Hello, Gabby. Thank you very much for having me.
This week, we're looking into government bond yields versus equity dividend yields. We've seen government bond yields climbing higher whilst equities face challenges due to rising interest rates. How is this impacting the investment landscape?
Well, recent policy rate hikes and concerns about persistent inflation have in fact pushed bond yields higher. Last week, for example, we saw the Bank of England raising UK interest rates to as much as 5%, which, correct me if wrong, but I think it was the highest level since 2008. Fed funds in the US also sit at a 5 to 5.25% range, and they just skipped one interest rate chance in the last FOMC meeting, but that was the first time in over a year. However, they're also still signaling that further rate hikes might happen in the coming meetings. So, you know, all these rate hikes have a negative consequence on companies. Higher rates means companies struggle a bit more to issue new debt. It's more expensive for them to do so. And that also has an impact on consumers that end up cutting back on spending, putting pressure on corporate earnings in turn. So, you know, it's certainly not a great environment for corporate profits. But on the other hand, you know, there is government bonds today that are a better, more interesting portion of the investment landscape, trading now at reasonable valuations with good forward-looking returns and very little risks.
That's interesting. So are investors favoring government bonds over equities in this environment?
Well, I guess depends on what your outlook is for the next business cycle, right? Maybe looking forwards to a year or two. At this stage, bonds provide stability, provide predictable income streams, and also a ballast against potential equity downturn. But they may struggle to offset inflation should that instead surprise on the upside. On the other hand, you know, equities usually carry risk, as always. But you know, if you are of the opinion that there is an actual possibility of a recession and of weakening corporate earnings, then you know, equities are maybe slightly riskier than you'd like. Although they do offer some potential for long-term growth and enhanced returns after all. And especially if we end up having a sort of stable positive inflation that doesn't surprise in any significant direction, they would be able also to pass that through to consumers and be, protective to that extent and coping slightly better than government bonds.
It seems like a balancing act for investors then. And how do you think they can navigate these conflicting dynamics effectively?
Well, yeah, it is a balancing act, right? It's, a consequence of a person's risk tolerance, of investment goals, of market outlook. It's all of that that has to be taken into account together. Government bonds can play a crucial role in portfolio construction and risk management, especially if you consider the compelling valuations they present today. However, investors should also consider diversifying that with carefully selected equities, for example, or special assets to tap into a potential for longer term growth. So, you know, while the focus should be on an individual investment objectives, we actually continue to see attractive valuation, for example, within UK and Japanese equities. But obviously, and especially in this higher risk part of the market, there is a need for a diligent analysis of research that are crucial to identify potential opportunities that can weather headwinds and provide investors with favorable returns in what, you know, we think is not going to be anyway an easy investment environment over the next year or two.
That's a great insight. Thank you, Lorenzo. And I'll look forward to chatting with you next week.
Thank you, Gabby. Speak soon.
For professional advisors only. The views expressed are those of Momentum Global Investment Management at the time of recording and are subject to change without notice. Momentum Global Investment Management has used all reasonable efforts to ensure the accuracy of the information contained in this communication, but we cannot guarantee the reliability, completeness, or accuracy of the content. This podcast is for information purposes only and does not constitute investment advice or an offer or solicitation to buy or sell. Momentum Global Investment Management, company registration number 3733094, has its registered office at the Rex Building, 62 Queen Street, London, EC4R1EB. Momentum Global Investment Management Limited is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority in the United Kingdom, registration number 232357, and is exempt from the requirements of Section 7(1) of the Financial Advisory and Intermediary Services Act 37 of 2002 in South Africa, in terms of the FSCA FAIS Notice 141 of 2021, published on the 15th of December 2021. For complaints relating to Momentum Global Investment Management's financial services, please contact distribution services at momentum.co.uk. Your capital is at risk.